I'm visiting with Tom Brunig, SCR Dairy, Inc. And, Tom, we want to learn a little bit about this company that helping manage this office here in Madison, Wisconsin. I guess the first question is, what is SCR Dairy, Inc.?
SCR Dairy, Inc. is a subsidiary of SCR. It's an Israeli-based company, always well known as a technology company that makes a number of milking equipment components that have been used very heavily in the U.S. here via De Lavelle and via Lely Robots mainly. Yeah. So we just opened an office in March and are providing cow monitoring solutions for dairy producers in the U.S.
So first of all, what are some of those components that are going into these systems then?
Milk flow meters is one of the things that SCR engineers have always been known with, a 20-year sort of background of progressively increasing the usefulness and the efficiency and how well they perform. The Lely robot in many of those herds is actually the same tag that we're working with now. It's an activity tag and a monitoring tag for rumination, and it's also used for ID through the Lely robots.
Now, when you talk about the tags, these are the collar-mounted devices that we saw at this dairy we visited out here.
Correct. So in the U.S. currently, the activity and health monitoring tags, they're a very specialized collar that's used with a specialized tag that actually lays against the neck of an animal. It measures two things. One, it measures similar to your children's Wii. It measures the intensity in every single direction that tag moves forward. It moves from side to side. It moves its head up and down. So we actually have a sophisticated algorithm and just says, okay, this is normal movement for this cow, so this is nothing we worry about. But then when there's an abnormal movement that you'll see when a cow is in estrus, it'll very distinctly change the algorithm. It'll change and give a very visual representation on the software for a customer to say, okay, this animal's to be bred. And then we'll actually take that to a report that'll be green cows to breed, and they'll know exactly the time, morning or night, when to breed the cow. The health monitoring tag, likewise, is in the same tag when a customer chooses both the rumination and activity, and that actually measures chews per day. And we found that a cow will actually spend 450 to 510 minutes chewing every day. And a cow is incredibly consistent. So one cow might be 470, one might be 490 at the same milk production. But again, that same algorithm, we know if it goes off that 470, if it goes off that 490, there's some type of issue with that cow. It may be overcrowding. Maybe ketosis, it may be something coming down with mastitis. Or in herds that we saw today, it may be that there's some toxins. It might be something from the opening a new bunker. And then we could also see, like we did today, on the additional impact it's going to have on fresh cows that it may not have on later lactation cows, and also have on two-year-olds that may not be later lactation cows. So for the first time, we have objective data to work with each cow baseline, and we have a picture so we can show the people who work on our dairy, whether they feed our animals, whether they work with the animal health, that, hey, that's the picture of this animal today. There really is no guessing from that perspective.
Well, I like the slogan, precise dairy farming. I mean, we're in a precision and data-driven world in agriculture today, from crops to animal production. This is fascinating. And I think what also is to me is that you're looking at each individual animal and able to not only monitor that animal, but then kind of make some comparisons or look at groups, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the precision of crops, because I think the precision of crops was much further ahead than the precision with animals. And now we're starting to catch up from an animal perspective. So, yeah, there's three obvious things. Is a cow baselines herself, but then we also can group them and show by individual lactation, by individual pen, the whole herd, and then compare those. So, for example, we see often second lactation animals ruminating the highest, and part of that probably is they have more size, they're more comfortable than first lactation animals, but they haven't gone through the culling for efficiencies that older cows have. So those older cows seem to milk a little more, ruminate a little less. They're very efficient animals. So I think for the first time we'll learn about some feed efficiency things. So that's really helpful. I think the other thing about precision is that in dairy and with production animals, we didn't know what was going on in the cow. So we'd have this, we'd have a ration that's very sophisticated. Our nutritionists in the U.S. are incredible. They put together a ration that's perfect. It goes through this feed wagon process, and then it gets in front of the cow, and the cow chooses what it wants to eat. And so we often talk about the paper ration, the ration that's mixed, the ration they eat, and then the ration they digest, depending upon their gut health. And so the first time, rather than waiting for milk production, which may not show a ration or a toxin for 3 or 4 days down the line, we have an idea of what's going on in the animal ahead of time, so we can make adjustments before the production goes down.
Now, all this information has to be managed and put into a system so you can deal with it. That comes in on the software side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have two choices. And, you know, one of the first things that I saw is customers said, you know, things are really simple. So we have one system that we often put in, and especially in herds that are less than 500 or 600, that is actually hardwired right into a small, it's a microprocessor like a computer, but it's a small box, and it just shows you the information. You don't have to worry about any software or anything. Very simple to use. As herds get larger, often they want more ways that they can diagnose problems. And we have what we call data flow to cow monitoring software that allows you to look at cows in several ways, to do more analysis, to actually automatically email and text your nutritionist, your AI person, your veterinarian reports. It might be daily, it might be weekly, to allow them to help, if you're the dairy producer, to help you from that team management perspective, stay ahead of any issues to help maximize milk production and the health of your individual animals.
So for the dairy manager here, like this dairy we're visiting today, I think some of the things that I heard were that this type of system allows them to spend actually less time out eyeballing the cow and being able to spend maybe some portion of that time. They got to sit in front of a computer, probably going to do that for some other reasons too, and be able to look at what's going on with that animal and maybe even have a better, more exact idea than maybe they would just with a casual walkthrough or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll talk here maybe about an hour and a half less in the fresh cow pen than they normally would. Very simple thing we typically hear is that I've halved my time dealing with sick cows and in the fresh cow pen. And they'll say, you know, it's like having my best cow guy can find all these, except that I've gotten too big and I can't expect him to work, you know, 24 hours a day. And this allows me to see what's happening with those animals 24/7, which is really valuable. And I think we're all facing the crunch of finding good people. We need to allow them to have time off if we're going to keep them. Our replacement people, our weekend people, our night people sometimes aren't as good as our daytime person. And it gives you consistency across the operation and with the cattle. So yes, one is it allows time savings through that area. And it develops comfort to do some things you wouldn't normally do. So I think often people are temping and looking at that group as I have to check each individual cow. And now they're gaining the comfort. Is that cow ruminating up to her normal rate? And is she increasing every day, not being jumpy that we'd see in a cow going to relapse, but increasing every two-hour period? She's eating a little more, gaining a little more comfort. As they're self-telling us, is I know now that those cows are off to a good lactation, that they're going to be fine and be in good shape.
So when you look at the bottom line here, when you've installed this system for the dairy that's using this, what does it mean to them? I mean, what's, you know, besides some efficiency maybe in terms of man hours with their staff, for example?
Right. Yeah, I think the first thing is it can help give them options from a reproductive program. So often reproduction's been a backlog on a dairy. We've gone through a lot of things from trying to, you know, you're training people how to heat detect and to breed cows. And if you just train them how to breed cows, you have much more ability to keep good people on your dairy and keep them going. People will always say, hey, and Joel said today is, you know, almost every day I find a cow that I wouldn't have found before in heat, and I'm getting them bred back more quickly. At the same time, some of those cows that would have bred too early before, this is telling us timing of when the peak activity is. So I'm breeding them at a little better timing, so I have a little higher conception rate. That ties to more pregnancies overall, more peak milk production, more calves, and the sustainability of my herd over time. And that's from an activity standpoint. Again, you add on the rumination of that, there's an incredible peace of mind. The customer gets a choice of the dependency that they want to have on either pharma products or heat detection time to eye programs, so they can often reduce those, but it gives them peace of mind, and they can choose with visual representation of what's happening in objective data rather than guessing or a trial and error situation.
Well, just fascinating, and as we heard it said here, very precise dairy farming today. Thank you very much, Tom, for visiting with me, learning more about SCR Dairy Incorporated. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.